Question 1. What archetype represents the certain events in the novel and why? Archetype that I chose for the events that pretty much occur throughout the whole story is darkness. When Eli's dad passes away, all hope is lost for everyone, since like him being like one of the key characters in the story, kind of just holding Eli together, and like throughout the story just keep on reminding him that everything's gonna be okay, that they'll get out of it together. Question 2. For question 1, I kind of related as well throughout to Sean's book, All Quiet on the Frontier, how all hope is starting to be kind of gone for them, and how that they don't think they're actually going to make it out of the war, and so kind of for both stories that they're both have lost all hope, and they can't really envision themselves in the future, like what their lives are going to be like after the war is over. Question 2, how has the protagonist archetype changed in your novel? Eli's archetype has changed drastically, I guess you could say, from like the first chapter to the end. Eli's archetype, he lost all, he had hope at the start of the novel. He was a little curious on what would happen to him after like starting at the work camp, and now after that his father has died, that was kind of his whole key on the reason why he wanted to survive in the work camp. Now since his dad dies in the book, Eli kind of loses all that sense of hope, and that he's kind of thinks that like there's no point in even living anymore, and I guess you could say he also feels like isolated, like an island, feeling like there's no one there to help him out, like support him now, that he just feels like everything is gone and he just needs to kind of worry about himself. Question 3, are there any characters in your novel that have kept the same archetype throughout the whole novel? If so, then what is archetyped and why do you think that they haven't changed? Most characters throughout this novel have changed in the story, because like they, like what they once had in their life before is all gone now, that they're all just, they're prisoners, and that they feel like they're nothing now. They've all kind of lost like their sense of hope, and being in like the rural cattle carts, and how none of them get to eat, family, like dad and son turning on each other, just like in one of the chapters. An old man gets a hold of a piece of bread, and his son beating him up to death for the piece of bread. So most characters have changed throughout the whole book, but to me, I feel like one character that didn't change was the dad. The dad always kind of stayed humble and kind of looked after his son and kind of just kept his like sense of hope. The Jews in the family would come out of the situation. Like dad would try and keep Eli calm. Definitely he changed from at the start of the novel to the end, like him being a nice like child, and now since his father like dying, he's kind of like has that nonchalant mood where he feels like he doesn't care about anything anymore if he lives or dies. Question 4, why do you think the archetype have such an important role in shaping one's identity? Each person's identity is very important. It shares like how they're doing in each chapter and like each event of the novel, and it shows their progression on their journey throughout the story and kind of how they survive each kind of step of the way, I guess. On how they handle each situation, and will they ever be the same again? What is the most symbolic archetype throughout your novel, and what does it represent? To me, I think darkness is the number one key factor throughout the whole novel. It keeps on popping up. A key factor for the Jewish men in the book on how they all have lost their sense of hope, and with Eli's cousin Stein, he kind of kept a sense of hope, thinking his family was still alive, his wife and kids, and that was kind of his sense of hope. and most likely them being killed in the concentration camps. Like if he finds it, like when he finds out, that'll kind of all be like lost from him, that he feels like there will be nothing left for him on the outside of the Holocaust. And like kind of, yeah, darkness, it I kind of connected it throughout like the book, and how they've all lost hope around them and thinking they will not get out of like the situation they are in, losing loved ones around them, friends, new friends that they've met that are now disobeyed the rules of the Nazi leaders, and how they're now dead, and Eli kind of loses all that sense of hope. How do you think that the different setting archetypes have impacted the change in your story? Lots of changes since the start of the novel. The innocence of many has been taken from them, especially the young boys. The emotions that they once had is no more. Eli makes it out in the end of the book, but he will never be the same innocent boy he once was at the start of the Holocaust. He has seen it all and lost his whole family, so darkness is a key archetype in the story. Since the book is called Night, darkness comes with the nighttime, so the whole key archetype is darkness, and that everything around him is just gone.